This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a tendency in corporate America to focus on the bottom line, which makes total sense because they are businesses, not charities. But in the pursuit of profits, companies are sometimes quite focused on cutting costs to boost those profits. Other companies, though, take another tack. I'm talking perks with a capital P here, people. Nancy Kane from the Harvard Business School is back with us. Hey, Nancy, good to talk to you again.
It's always a pleasure, Kai.
The trend with companies writ large right now is cutting. They're cutting jobs, they're cutting benefits, they're just cutting. But there are more than a handful of companies doing another thing, right, taking another route.
There are. There are really two counter trends. One is one that we've heard a lot about in the tech sector, Kai, and that is lots and lots of perks, right, in the office, sometimes outside of the office, for scarce, often engineering talent as a way to recruit them and keep them. But the second are companies that really put the employee at the top of their chain of priorities as a way of building business and encouraging satisfied, loyal, advocating customers.
Is this like ping pong tables at Google? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, ping pong tables, climbing walls, you know, electric guitars in corners, dogs in every cubicle. But there are other companies doing the same thing outside the tech sphere and have been for a long time. So you think about the private cleaning products company, SC Johnson.
Yeah.
They do all kinds of things for their employees. They have a concierge service.
Wow.
They have a fabulous fitness and education facility on the corporate campus. Campbell Soup has kindergarten and after-school daycare on the headquarters. HubSpot, which is a really interesting little marketing company that measures the effectiveness of internet marketing.
Yeah.
They have beer all day long in an open fridge.
Oh, man. Really?
All day long.
Okay, two questions. Are they taking new applicants? And two, how do they get anything done?
You know, Brian Halligan, the founder, swears that this promotes a lot of creativity and collaboration and just, you know, good old-fashioned positive energy.
This must all accrue somehow to the bottom line.
Absolutely. So if you look at some of the measures around this, employee productivity, turnover, which is a big, big deal for companies of lots of different ilks, engagement numbers, those numbers are higher for these companies than for other competitors in their respective classes. Right? Remember, this is all in great contrast, you know, buy low and sell high and eat your workers up to do that.
Yeah.
You know, if these companies way outperform the Dow, the NASDAQ by 8-to-1 ratios in some cases if you take a horizon as long as 5 to 10 years. So the idea in these companies, in their cultures, is the employee is at the front of the line. And by doing that, customers and then shareholders win.
Okay, if this is so smart and all these companies are doing so well, how come you, a professor of business history at Harvard University, are calling them out as the exceptions and how come they're not the norm? You know what I mean?
So I think they will be the norm, Kai. I think companies like Southwest or Whole Foods or Starbucks, I think they are the tip of the new iceberg.
Hmm.
So the dark satanic mills that have really at some grossly general level characterized a lot of the way that capitalistic enterprises have treated employees are truly a thing of the past. And the companies that don't get that are walking backwards into the future.
So at Harvard, you get what? Like access to the faculty club? What else?
I get access to the faculty club, you know, and I get to walk across Harvard Yard. I get to say I'm from Harvard. but, you know, most of all, I get to jump and swim and revel in Widener Library and every book you can possibly imagine.
There you go. Nancy Kane at the Harvard Business School. Nancy, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kai.